Good evening, I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. Governor Jared Polis wants far more public transit service like buses and trains across Colorado and says the state is willing to pay for it. But he also wants to see reforms made at the state's largest transit provider, RTD in Denver.
I think it's no great secret that RTD does not have the confidence of the people of the district. It's not just by any means the current RTD to blame. It's promises made from Fast Tracks years ago, but it has not delivered.
Polis says RTD needs to offer 2 to 3 times as much bus and train service as it's running now. RTD leaders say they are open to more accountability and more state funding. Congress is inching closer to ending the year without passing a national security spending package that includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. southern border. The sticking point is the border security element. Democrats and Republicans have different ideas on how to tackle the issue. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, who's been part of the negotiations, says it's time for President Biden and Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell to talk.
He and McConnell have historically had pretty good luck coming up with deals that other people weren't able to come to.
The White House warned that funding for weapons and assistance to Ukraine will run out by the end of the year. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News. It's 5:06, snow very likely for Denver and Colorado Springs tonight, and there is a winter storm warning for northern El Paso County until 5 a.m. Saturday.